This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Smart and Final. Oh, Hooman, what are you doing in here? Is it something specific?
I'm just getting some visuals ready for you in terms of Taylor Swift and other things that'll be happening later on in the show. What time do you want to do the Taylor Swift?
Around 7.
All right. So all this is for 7 a.m.
All right. Okay. I'm going to do all the unfun stuff here. It's going to be all sexual harassment, and then the 7 o'clock hour we'll just...
We'll become happy. And don't forget, everyone, we'll be teasing this all morning, but a humongous movie review today. That's all.
That is actually what I was going to...
Oh, okay. Sometimes you just make me want to pull out a white flag and wave it.
Like, yeah.
I give. Can we just fast forward to 9? I mean, really. Yeah, right.
I know. It's tough.
It's just a... look at Sarah. I don't mean because I don't want to... Well, I guess I... Never mind.
Let's just get to 9:15, everybody. 3 billboards and...
Murder on the Orient Express.
And our friend Rudy will be joining us. 9:15.
Oh, by the way, I told him... I said we would like you to wear the skirt today. He said, LOL, I'll bring it.
Oh, good.
I'm going to say, wear it.
Tell him to bring some muffins, too. Tell him to bring breakfast. Tell him should get in the habit of that.
Yeah, don't come empty-handed.
All our other guests bring food.
Yeah, right. By the way, you're our only guest that doesn't bring breakfast, so.
Step up your game.
Yeah, Rudy. Yeah, definitely. Kidding me? Make your holidays easier. Order at smartandfinal.com, your Thanksgiving holiday headquarters. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Let's see. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Luxury Loungers at Century Roland Plaza in Novato.
Novato.
Oh, they've upgraded their seats up there, huh? Luxury Loungers. I go up there to see movies sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah. It's up by Costco. It's right up where you used to live.
Oh, I know where it is.
I should go to movies there all the time. I have ink all over me.
What is your problem?
I just might look at my pen. My pen was so leaky.
Do you want, I have...
No, it's fine.
I buy the really nice ones.
I like...
He
I,
does. That's where we steal our pens
from. Yeah, if you've noticed, I like the I salad and Bonnie's. The whole floor with
them. You do.
Is that the pen? Your desk for pens.
Is that the pen?
Yeah.
That's the pen that leaks all over me every morning.
Well, you're not doing it right.
Yeah, you're doing something wrong.
How am I doing it wrong?
These are good pens.
Yeah, that's quality.
You know
he buys quality pens.
I unclick it and I put it in the pen jar and I think that all the ink just like...
No, he doesn't get cheap pens.
These are not cheap pens. These work good.
Well, not for me. It hates me. It doesn't like me, Vinny. Look, all over my it's all over my hand from this morning.
Okay. When you say all over, you mean like a couple
I've been licking it and wiping it on my jeans all morning long. Like I try to get it off me. And like,
oh, that's
take
good.
It and lick it off. But then I picked up this piece of paper and it's just covered in the ink. I like the Salad and Bonnie morning show pen. I don't know where
so
we got these. But
a listener sent them.
Well, they're great. I happened to notice it yesterday. Like,
yeah.
Look at that. It says Salad and Bonnie on there.
That's our autocorrect name.
It's our autocorrect show name. Okay. I guess we've delayed the inevitable. Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
Bye. Not only is he never going to work again, but they're cutting him out of work he's already done. Ridley Scott did a film about, and we talked about this a while ago because it's about J. Paul Getty. In fact, is it called J. Paul Getty?
Oh my God. Are they?
All the Money in the World is what it's called.
He plays, they're cutting him out of that movie?
Uh huh.
Yeah.
The thing is supposed to come out in a month and a half on December 22nd. That's its release date. And they say he spent about 8 to 10 days shooting it, and they have replaced him with Christopher Plummer, and they're reshooting it all and still going to try and get out on December 22nd.
Of this year?
Of this year.
So some production house is going to work round the clock.
Mm.
That's the work my brother does.
Mm-hmm.
He gets
Your
these,
brother is going to be very
he
busy.
He gets these types of projects where someone says, you're going to be working straight through for 2 weeks.
So basically... This Mark Wahlberg and Michelle Williams, I guess, are the other co-stars of this.
That Michelle Williams is a good actress.
Amen. That scene in the depressing movie from
Manchester.
Thank you. Manchester by the Sea. I just, she was pulling it out of me. Like, that scene is just, you can't even imagine what these people are going through. It's very depressing, but totally worth it. What a good movie. But you will cry. Super depressing. Anyway, she's one of the stars of it. Mark Wahlberg is one of the stars of it. And obviously, Kevin Spacey. Here's the movie poster, or the former poster. He's got second billing. And it looks like he's one of the main stars, an important piece of the plot. He works.
Is that supposed to be him in the statue?
It's supposed to be J. Paul Getty, and I just assume that they made him look like that. I mean, I guess, is that J. Paul Getty? Is that an actual statue?
Yeah, I mean, they definitely... So did you see what he looks like in his makeup, Kevin Spacey as John Paul Getty?
I wouldn't know J. Paul... I couldn't pick J. Paul Getty out of a lineup.
Me
so
neither.
I don't know that I will know...
I'll pull up the picture of Kevin.
That'd be great, Hooman. Excellent research.
So that's what he looks like in the film. That's what Kevin Spacey looks like.
He's got quite a bit of makeup on.
Boy, he almost looks like De Niro in that picture.
Yeah.
So like John, modern today.
Yeah. Yes. Today's De Niro with no makeup.
Right.
Anyway, Christopher Plummer's going in, and I guess that...
that's the real John Paul Getty.
Oh. Well, that's a really old photo of him. Yeah, I mean,
that's Gordon Getty's
photo of him.
Quite old.
That's it.
So, everybody
that's the guy you ate dinner with all the time?
His son. He's dead. He's been dead for a long time. John Paul Getty's been dead for...
So his son, Gordon.
Yeah.
That's who you ate dinner with all the
time.
Yeah.
So, from what I understand, John Paul Getty had five boys from five different women.
Oh. Is Gordon Getty the only legitimate...
That's the way to do it, right?
child.
Did he claim them all? No, Gordon Getty was the economic genius that saved the family's fortune.
Oh.
And he inherited the majority of the debt and everything else. And transformed it into $4 billion.
Oh, congratulations, rich people. You always find a way to make more money. So Mark Wahlberg and Michelle Williams, they're going back. Apparently they're in reshoots right now. And they would have to be if they really think they're going to make it to December 22nd. So 8 to 10 days, though, that actually isn't... he must not be the star of this. It must be a story that's about Michelle and Mark's characters.
Right.
And then Jay Paul is just a smaller...
So, you don't know what the story is?
No, what is
so the story? So, at one point, one of John Paul Getty's grandsons gets kidnapped.
Oh, it's about that.
It's about the ransom.
Oh.
And so, the only time you see Kevin Spacey in the trailer is all these reporters are gathered around his gigantic mansion and saying, you know, Mr. Getty, what will you give? What will you give to get your grandson back? What will you give? And they do a close-up of him and he goes, nothing.
That kid end up dying?
No.
Didn't he get his ear cut off?
Yeah, he got his ear cut off, yeah. They got him the money and they were able to get him back, but he had severe...
But he was negotiating the ransom, right? Like they wanted however many
So that's Mark Wahlberg. He's the one negotiating on behalf of the Gettys.
Oh.
He's like the big man, the bag man, the heavy for the Gettys. And I think Michelle Williams plays, you know, the daughter-in-law.
Oh.
What were you going to say about the boy when he comes back? Does he have severe problems?
Yeah, severe
PTSD
problems.
Or something?
Yeah. He never quite recovered fully.
Is he alive still?
He died, no. I'm friends with one of his daughters, Anna Getty. Mm. She lives down in L.A., big environmentalist.
Mm. Shame.
But what about him?
He died. He died like, I think maybe five years ago, 10 years ago.
So he
like
lived a full life.
Yeah, for the
life,
most part, sure.
He had the PTSD and, you know, only one ear.
Mm-hmm.
Which
right.
is, you know, that's hard.
Right. All right. Well.
So was J. Paul Getty's reason for not wanting to pay it, he just didn't want future extortions to happen? Like, why? How do you not?
Well, that's I think that's not an uncommon stance that you're not going to be, you know.
Right. But when you're talking about a child and they've already sent you an ear, don't you pay whatever you've got to pay? I don't know.
People are wrong all the time, right? I mean, he can take that stance. It's his right as a person who made the money right. to say, I'm not paying that. He could be very well wrong.
Right.
You know, I don't know what the right thing to do is. I would think if it were my kid, I would say, take whatever I got.
Yeah, take all the stuff. I just want my
but
kid.
But then are you saying that to the world?
Right. Well, once you've given away all your stuff.
Okay.
I mean, so this is gonna bother with you anymore.
This is an image of John Paul Getty III, who was the kid who got his ear chopped off.
So oh, he's is in his a ear in there? Oh,
no,
he's in a wheelchair.
He's in a wheelchair. He was severely like scarred afterwards. He never could quite recover.
Just horrible. Anyway, he's out and they're reshooting it. Plummer and the rest of the crew have a lot of work to do.
He died in 2011, by the way.
Oh. More accusations of sexual assault came out yesterday with that press conference. There's a woman, she's a news anchor in Boston, Heather Unruh. UNRUH, you think that's Unruh?
Yeah.
Unruh. She says her son was assaulted last year in Nantucket, Massachusetts, and police are investigating. She gave the details at a press conference yesterday, said her son met Spacey at a bar last July. He told Spacey he was old enough to drink, so Kevin started feeding him drinks and getting him drunk, and eventually Kevin's hand ended up in his pants. This woman says, my son's effort to shift his body to remove Spacey's hand were only momentarily successful. The violation continued. My son panicked. He froze. He was intoxicated. When Spacey left to go to the bathroom, a concerned woman who'd seen what was going on said, run! And he did. Heather said her son has not recovered from it. It harmed him and cannot be undone. While he has tried his best to deal with it, as he says, it's always there and it continues to bother him. He can't erase it. Hush money has apparently been paid by Kevin Spacey. We heard about somebody he gave a watch to after he tried to put some moves on him. That guy was like a bellboy or something. This is a bellhop. Or maybe that guy was like a valet. I can't remember. Just
I can't remember what it was. So or this, just in a bar. So I don't remember.
Right.
I don't know.
I thought he worked there or something. Yeah. Like he was hitting on the staff.
Yeah.
Anyway, Anthony Rapp was the original accuser. And since then, everybody's coming out of the woodwork. Anthony Rapp, who's 46 now, accused him of trying to seduce him when he was 14. So this bellhop, let's see, at London's Dorchester Hotel. This happened in July of 2006, according to this guy. At the time, he was the artistic director of the city's Old Vic Theater. And they're saying that he may have paid $75,000 to this guy. They'd all just arrived at the hotel. Kevin was being checked into his room. There was a Spanish bellhop that he zeroed in on right away, says some source. Spacey personally approached the unsuspecting hotel worker to take his bags to his room and help unpack them. Once they were in the room and alone, this guy alleges that Kevin pushed him onto the bed and tried to rip his clothes off and was kissing him. The guy fought off his physical assault, bolted from the room. Spacey called out to his contacts at Warner Brothers to try to spin the story. He said the guy came on to him and begged them to cover everything up. When the bellhop informed his manager that he wanted to press charges, Kevin Spacey paid supposedly $75,000 and made the kid sign a non-disclosure agreement.
So weird.
Yeah.
Like, you just don't. Would you have even seen this coming?
No. No.
And I could almost see.
I never see anything coming, though.
I could almost see. I mean, this is all just our typical nonsense waxing, you know, after
speculating,
the fact, right? But I could almost see someone like Kevin Spacey thinking to himself, it's another dude. But then in the end, he's paying people off. Like, this didn't just pop up the one time and he's surprised by it.
Right.
Like, oh, but we're both guys. What's the problem here?
Right.
It's repeated and he's paying people off. So he's fully aware that he's not only using his power, but I guess
he's
going
doing
after
is
young people.
Inappropriate and wrong.
Well, right. But I mean, he's also going after young people who clearly aren't capable of dealing with what he's coming at them with.
Well, listen, you know, the thing is, it comes down to the line between hitting on someone and physically crossing a line. Like, it's one thing to proposition someone. Like, people do it all the time. That's how we, you know, and I'm saying in a polite way, like, hey, I, you know, would you like to go out to dinner?
Right.
You know,
scraping your
that's
toe
not,
in the if dirt someone, in front of you while right, you're, oh, you're hey, looking I, down on the
I don't
ground.
Know if you're busy on Saturday or if you have plans, but I, you know, I don't. And I was thinking, I'm going to need to eat that day. And I don't know.
If you eat, you know.
You know, maybe
you
we
might
could
like
eat
to.
In proximity to, you know, at the,
across
at the same table. Or so it's. There's a line that this guy it clearly just doesn't. It's one thing to ask someone out or to hit on someone, like somebody hits on you at a bar. Or you know, even if it gets to the point where you're like, "No, dude, I said no, I'm not." You know, but the person hasn't. So they're bothering you, but you're not gonna report them because you can see that they're just hitting on you. They haven't groped your boob or grabbed you by the penis or you know whatever you're sporting. To throw someone down on a bed. And for them to clearly be not into it, but for you to continue is a totally, you can't just say, oh, I was hitting on that guy. So he absolutely knows that what he did was wrong and inappropriate. And
right.
That's and why he pays up.
I guess that's right. And I guess that's what I'm trying to say is he's clearly seeking out people who are in a, he's putting people in a position who maybe he can take advantage of.
Right. And right.
Purposefully.
Because he's.
I'm sure he's pulled
Hollywood.
That nonsense on a few people who said, I'm going to hand you your teeth if you try that again.
Or people who said,
you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Or some people were glad to.
Sure.
Hey, you're,
oh, it's Kevin Spacey.
Actually,
I would love to bone you.
I don't doubt that the odds are almost go his way in
Absolutely.
Terms of how many people are like, you're Kevin Spacey. I'd love to.
Well, the thing about some of the, and look, this is all allegations that I believe.
you do.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he's brazen about it. Like, there's no get to know ya, you know, maybe a hand on the leg, and if that doesn't get rebuffed, you move the hand. You know what I mean? He just goes for it. So it's worked for him enough times, and like you said, it's probably even in his favor. Like, most of the time, this guy gets to do whatever he wants. And so he's totally emboldened by that, and he brazenly grabs someone by the penis, expecting them to go, oh, okay, Kevin Spacey,
right.
I guess I will go with you.
I mean, I guess now we're talking about this bar situation, and that's what's in my head. But we're also, yeah, the guy was doing it at work, in
right.
the workplace,
right.
at the theater.
Right.
Theater. Theater.
Theater.
Theater.
Theater.
Whatever.
Just doing you.
Just
theater.
Text me. Go ahead.
Theater.
What else is new?
Charlie Sheen, I'll just do this really quickly. He refuted claims on Wednesday that he sexually assaulted Corey Haim. We did this pretty late in the show yesterday. Mm-hmm. Broke, I don't know, I think before the 8 o'clock trash.
Yeah.
He categorically denies these allegations, said his rep. The allegations are that he, when he was 21, he did it to Corey Haim. He's one of the two, Corey Feldman, Corey Haim. Corey Feldman has been blatant for years about how, you know, men are taking advantage of boys in Hollywood.
The story I read this morning that came with a picture was that Charlie was 19 and this other kid was 12 or 13. But that I'm not trying to nitpick you, but I had just read the story and it came with a picture. And man, if Charlie wasn't one of the best looking kids, I mean,
I
saw that picture.
I used to love Charlie Sheen.
And his hair
was
like beautiful.
He is
shiny.
He was a good looking kid. Not that means nothing. I don't know what that's supposed
This story
to mean.
Says 21. This story says 19.
Yeah, I don't know.
So,
but I just saw the picture.
They were
and
young.
Just went, well, no wonder he's a movie star.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, God.
Sheesh.
Not anymore. I'm totally over Charlie Tiger Blood Sheen.
Oh, well, he's just worn out.
The
pictures of him now, you just go, okay, he threw it all. He threw all that away.
Didn't he lose all his teeth, too?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Meth habit or something. Anyway, he's, that's, you know, unfortunately for all of us, while he was young and hot, he was also totally abusing people, or so it is alleged. He categorically denies all the charges. And in case you didn't hear the story, according to the National Enquirer, Charlie Sheen is the guy who began the abuse of Corey Haim. They say that they've talked to dozens of people who corroborated the story. Many others also said Charlie was constantly targeting female extras, too, many of whom were underage. And Lucas, apparently the set of the film Lucas is where this went down.
Mm-hmm. And what about the what Denise Richards said? And actually, I read some divorce papers this morning.
Oh, really?
That she was talking about.
Yeah, there was just a line about that in the story yesterday.
What'd she say?
She was talking about the gay porn that he would be watching, underage boys.
And that she said he, quote, belonged to various pornographic sites. Like he was paying subscriptions to get these images sent to him or whatever he was seeing, featuring both males and females who appeared to be underage. And that was in her 06. This was, I don't believe divorce papers. I believe this was custody stuff. She was fighting to deny Charlie overnight visits with their daughters. Mm. So there's that. Wonderful. And boy, I didn't get through it all. So I'll save you some for later.
All right.
There's tons more. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
The key to happiness.
Oh my God, I can't wait to hear
next.
It. Oh.
Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Thursday. This part of the show is brought to you by UCSF Health. Hey guys, good morning to you and the whole team. This is an email from Mary, and you can email us anytime, Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. Clickety, clickety, click. There are many things to be thankful for in my life. We, as a family of five, want for very little. That said, spending money on live music ranks very low on our budget. For me, that's why the free concerts at Golden Gate Park were so wonderful. My kids and friends and family would join me, throw out blankets and a picnic in the park, indulge in the food, music, and atmosphere. Good times. When Winterland tickets went on sale, there was a moment's thought of trying to get them because John Mayer. Love, love, love him. But my son's birthday's coming up and Christmas and live music versus family, no contest. Fast forward to yesterday. I'm sitting at work listening. 9 o'clock rolls around. And I've never before even thought of calling for tickets. But then there was another thought of, what the F is there to lose? With no expectations. Sorry. Let me try that again. There was a thought of, what the F is there to lose? With no expectations. And after 13 calls, Human answers. And very slowly, keeping me on the edge of my seat, tells me I'm a winner.
I heard that. Was that yesterday?
Yeah.
I heard it.
Thanks, y'all, so much. I'm a faithful listener. So very excited to see John Mayer and the other nice lady singer. And you guys. See y'all at Winterland, OFOC, Mary in Vallejo. P.S. Human was so very sweet.
Oh.
A doll.
Well, how do you like that?
He's in the office. I heard him go, Ed, you are the, and I was like, winner.
Like,
good for her.
Well, congratulations, Mary. That is the only way to get into the show now. It's completely sold out December 12th at the Masonic. Win your tickets starting at 9 o'clock.
Have you ever won a radio contest?
I have.
You have?
I have.
So I won one time because I used to manage a surf shop in San Diego as I was going to school, college. And one of my reps, one of the clothing company reps, comes in. This is a dude who makes the rounds. He drives for a living. He comes in and he goes, you've got to call 91X right now, which is the alternative station in San Diego. And I go, no, I don't. Right. Like, I don't even know what are you doing? And he goes, and I even remember that 291-9190. And I'm like, all right. So I grab this is no one had cell phones.
Right.
So that's why he's tripping, right? So I call and I win.
What did you win?
I qualified for a trip to see the Rolling Stones in Russia. And then I won the damn thing.
Oh my God. You were the guy they picked?
I won.
You should have just given the phone to the dude.
Did you go or no?
He did not go to Russia.
I
Why?
Didn't go.
Because you had to pay taxes?
Because of the taxes.
Yeah.
Because this was at a time when I was so beyond broke, sure. There was no possible way I was going to be able to cover the bill.
Right.
Yeah. Do you regret not going?
I would love to have seen the Stones, and I would love to have seen Russia.
Sure, why not?
And I know that my boy, the guy who took the trip, the guy who told me, call this number, he loved it. So yeah,
oh,
I wish
you won it, and he went.
He went.
Oh.
Do you still talk to this guy?
No, I mean,
don't.
This is
Oh, I didn't realize that he had gone. I thought he just was out of the picture.
Did he ever give you a favor back? Did he ever reimburse you?
No, actually, he gave me some cash so that he... Because I was like, I don't think I can. He goes, listen, let me just give you some cash and I'll bring someone with me that I can... And I was like, okay, cash?
I'll take it.
Yeah. What did he give you, $50?
I don't remember. It wasn't anything... It wasn't anything life-changing, trust me.
But you make a good
point. Enough to buy a bag of weed.
Prizes, and I think if you win something over $600 yeah. from us, you owe tax money on
right.
that. And that is true. And coming up at 7 o'clock, I have a question for you. Genius or idiot?
Oh, this will be fun.
And it has to do with winning prizes.
Come to think of it,
taxes.
Part of the reason he wanted to give me a couple bucks was my name was the winner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So I had to deal with all the stuff, and he wanted me to... It was a whole thing. But yeah. anyway. Yeah, it's weird. Winning radio contests, it actually happens.
Yeah, it does. And it happened to Mary yesterday.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call 855-JUMPSTART and get a jump on a happy, healthier you.
Ooh.
Here's what's happening.
I'm ready.
We'll begin with my teas. So,
oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I want to be happy. So, so happy.
The key to happiness.
What is it? And is it attainable, in your opinion?
Well, I'll tell you this. I do think we tend to befriend the people around us and the people that are similar to us or most similar to us as young people.
Yeah.
And you don't necessarily... or specifically choose.
Right.
It just seems to be this thing that's
you run
happening.
With a group and it's right.
You know, it almost...
Kid lives on your street. What else are you going to do? Your mom won't let you go two streets. You can only go one street.
Right. It's kind of like that.
Right.
So they do say the key to happiness is choosing the right friends.
Mm.
And so as a young person...
That's the key to happiness.
The key to happiness is...
I agree with that. Well, that's one of them for sure.
I,
when you have the wrong friends, it sucks so bad.
A professor.
Well, you got to get rid of them.
In neuroscience at Northwestern University says the single most important thing you can do to achieve long-term happiness is surround yourself with the right people. I do know that I have a bunch of friends that I grew up with. I don't see them. I don't talk to them. If I do see them, we're as close as we've ever been, so it's no thing.
Mm.
But they're not the people. There's a one dude that I grew up with that I continued to talk to.
Is it Billy?
My whole life. I don't want to say his name, but he...
Is it Jason?
No, it's not. Well, I still sort of text with Jason, but no, I haven't seen Jason in years. It
who
doesn't.
Is it?
I don't want to
say. Why?
No, because the point of the point of
the
bringing
nipples.
It up is that this person now later in life has made some really bad decisions,
oh.
has for the most part become a misery farmer and is someone I can't talk to anymore
oh.
because I have tried so hard to be there for this person. Stop mouthing the name.
Do we know who it is? Is it Shooty?
We don't.
Shooty, right?
No, it's Shooty's happy.
Yeah, Shooty's Shooty. Got the hell
is
out of
Jason?
Here.
Is it Jason?
Jackpot of a wife and is doing very well for himself. Actually,
sounds like a chick.
It doesn't matter. What, the chick is bringing him down?
No,
the one you're talking about, the friend, is a misery farmer.
No,
oh, no, no, no. It doesn't matter. The point is, I really
close.
God, I'm really sad because I'm not. Here's someone that I sort of linked up with and have been on a run with for my whole life, and I've had to. When I think, oh, you know who I want to.
No,
I can't call that person.
I'll be mired in there. Trouble.
Have you officially
farming
cut them out?
Misery. Well, I haven't officially. It's not a fit. And in fact, like sort of every couple months, I text and I'm like, "Hi, how are you?" And he won't even write back because he knows that
you don't want to hear it.
Well, he knows that nothing's changed and it's gonna be the same cream crap it's been.
Did he marry like the wrong person and get stuck with a kid he doesn't really want?
No, he loves his kids. He's divorced though.
Well, he's good. You gotta say that.
Anyway. It's because your brainwaves mimic the brainwaves of the people you spend the most time with. You unconsciously pick up their way of seeing the world and the way they act.
That is,
you're literally
I totally believe this.
On
I
the
do
same
too.
Wavelength. And that's why this person, I tried to be a great friend to this person and finally just said, we've had this conversation too many times. You are just truly choosing to do wrong and be wrong and live wrong and be unhappy, and I'm not with that.
So if you, so is the point here that if you find that you're being pulled down and that your wavelengths are linking up with people who are making you do the wrong thing or dragging you down, that you're supposed to cut ties with them or back yourself off? I think so, too.
I think so, absolutely.
Supportive satellites.
So you should be around people you actually like because you're going to become more like them.
Oh, very interesting. You will become more like your friends. That's good. I have a good group. You guys among them.
So there it is. The key to happiness is
choosing more like you people.
The right friends.
Yeah.
You'll be more happy that way.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
This next question is a weird one.
Okay, I'm ready.
What's your favorite apple?
It's the Honeycrisp.
Isn't it weird that you have an answer for that?
I do.
What's your favorite orange?
I don't have one.
Right.
Oh.
What's your favorite banana?
I don't have one.
Right.
Chiquita.
Well, because the varieties are so wide in apples.
But apple is also like the fruit. It's the number one fruit. It's self-contained.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
You know?
You don't get all gross. You can actually just hold it by the skin and not get, like, I guess a banana is kind of self-contained too.
No, for that reason, they're sure. Probably high on the list, but the apple.
But the orange is, your hands are going to be sticky.
Right.
Do you eat the core?
No, I do
not.
No. My kid eats
the core.
So
it's self-contained because you have to throw it away though? You got to throw away that core.
Well,
you got to throw away that peel.
It's self-contained peel, core, in that I don't peel. Need to wrap it or put it in anything. I can drop it into my lunchbox and it's.
What about a banana?
Yes, that also works. Okay.
The story from today's USA Today is about the apple and about how people love them.
Yeah.
And they're on a high. Mm. And there are so many brands.
Well, they're healthy too.
Do you eat the Gala? Because that's the number one rankings. Let's see.
I do.
In U.S. production. From the U.S. Apple Association, the Gala is the most widely produced apple. Huh. I don't even eat that one.
Yeah, I eat that.
Next is the Honeycrisp. I love them.
Oh, is that? It's number two?
And number three.
I feel like I only just discovered that a couple years ago.
Is the Fuji.
Oh, yeah, Fuji apples. Yeah,
which is my staple because you can't get the Honeycrisp all the time.
Right.
And I do pretty much have, if I can, I'll have about 3 to 4 apples a week.
Mm.
Often here because it fills me up.
Sure.
And keeps me from eating Doritos.
And it's a thing to eat it. Like, it's not, you know, like, man, Cheetos, they go down easy. There's not a whole lot of work you got to do for those. But an apple, you can set it down, you pick it back
Come
up.
Back
you know,
to
you're,
it, yeah.
Right.
So when you type, so I was going to look this up too. So I type in best brand of apple in Google. First thing that pops up, the iPhone. Second thing that pops up, apple cider vinegar. Third thing that pops up, the iPad. Fourth thing that pops up, laptops.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
The fruit doesn't exist.
Down the list is the Granny Smith beating the Red Delicious.
Crazy.
Which, when we were kids, I think there was just pretty much the Red Delicious, right?
I still think that of all the apples, and as much as I love Honeycrisp, nothing beats a really good Red Delicious. I love it. But they get mealy easy, and sometimes they're not what I'm looking for. But, man, a really good one. The Granny Smith, I could never eat another one of those again. Be fine. I don't like the sour.
I like sour with, cheese or
butter. You know what? Okay. If you put out some cheese, I'll eat some Granny Smith. You're right. You're right about that.
Okay.
That's nice.
The sour
I disagree with
works
myself.
With it.
Yeah.
You're booing yourself.
I am. But I'll eat pretty much any apple as long as it's not mealy.
Yeah.
I hate it when they get all ugh.
Did you mention jazz apples?
Never heard of the jazz apple.
There's Pink Ladies. There's a lot of different brands.
Yep.
It's one of the lesser known varieties.
Delicious.
It debuted in 2001.
Have you had it is the question.
No, but I'm looking at one of the rankings and they put jazz as number one.
Oh, where's Honeycrisp on the list? Because that's the one, man.
Honeycrisp is 2.
Oh.
Sweet Tango. You know Sweet Tango?
Never heard of it.
It's 3. Pink Lady 4. Granny Smith 5. Envy 6.
Envy?
You don't know Envy apples?
No.
How about Gala apples is 7?
Yeah.
Yeah, Gala.
Yeah, he said that.
Jonna Gold is 8. You know Jonna Gold?
I've heard of that, but I don't
How
know.
How about Green Dragon, someone
nope,
is saying.
No.
Golden Delicious.
All right, our text number is 800-400-3697. Good looking up, Hooman.
Yeah, really good resource, buddy. The iPad, favorite apple.
707 says, Vin, you can't say theater. I missed it.
Put theater. Theater. Theater.
Depends on which theater you're talking about.
Ben, you can't say theater.
That was it. That was it. Theater.
I can't say orange. Who cares? Who Sarah can't say hot dog.
I can so. I say it all the time.
What? Say it wrong.
How can you not say orange?
I don't know. That seems like an easy one. But orange. I'm not going to make fun of them because orange. They're with me.
Say rural. That's always fun.
I don't want to say that word.
Say Los Gatos.
Say tequila.
I don't want to say, okay, really? Is that, yeah. Let's dogpile me right now. How about we switch subjects?
Say taqueria.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh.
Right.
I was hoping you'd say some
fun
words.
I don't,
genius or idiot?
Oh, cool.
Genius or idiot. It's a Price is Right thing that happened. I think it happened on earlier this week. And we'll hear a little. Were you able to find the audio?
Yeah, and I'll set up the game and stuff.
I'll ask you for the audio. I'm just dying to hear what you would do.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.